Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at maintaining positivity, to keep ourselves positive or to, in times of difficulty, actually find some positivity despite what we're encountering. So my first tip for this week is to increase our awareness and actually get good at thinking about thinking and catch ourselves and take a third person perspective almost on what we're thinking, what's happening in our cognitive space, because everything else in our life is the result of that. And one simple way to do that is to follow a thought through. Once you can catch yourself thinking a certain way, follow it to its logical and natural conclusion and ask yourself, what happens if I follow this thought the whole way? Is it a little bit catastrophic? Is it in proportion with the actual situation that I'm encountering here? Or is it a little bit fatalistic and even nihilistic? If I had to consider, I only had two ways of appraising my thoughts, negative and positive, which pile would I have to put it in? And is there something else I might be able to do about that? My second tip would be to consider as well, when you're thinking in this way, what do you notice about your actual emotional world? How we feel is a direct result of how we think. So sometimes we can check in with our emotions and find out just how positive we're actually thinking. Any thought which is less than positive is going to have an increase in the likelihood that we're going to feel emotionally flat, that our motivation is going to sag, or that we're going to feel a little bit deflated. And that's a sure sign that our positivity and our ability to be, you know, thinking about a cup half full is actually flagging a little bit. So if you notice these things, what are some ways that you can right the ship, that you can fill the cup, that you can take a more positive look at what you're encountering and your ability to be in charge of a situation? Simple questions like, are there other ways to look at this situation? Is there a counter narrative to the story I'm telling myself? And another simple way is to actually think about a particularly positive person that you know. And ask yourself, what might they be saying if they were facing this situation? Sometimes we actually are a lot better at giving advice and information than we are at taking it. So sometimes even considering what might a helpful friend actually say to you about a particular situation helps us to cut through our own negative self-talk and find a more positive and optimistic way. Next thing is to think about the context and actually consider, have I experienced something similar to this previously? If I have, how did it actually work out? And was this as I actually expected? And often we've actually got a lot of experience where things may not be as bad as they seem, that we're actually able and capable of doing remarkable and incredible things if we're only able to remind ourselves. And I like to talk with people about, even if the worst case scenario eventuates, if I follow my thought through to its logical and frightening and less than optimistic end, would I survive? Will I be okay? Will it actually be as bad as I think it would be? Again, the ability to put some things into context and perspective actually increases and boosts our positivity, helps us to cut through some of those negative ways of seeing things. Because whether we view negative or positive, it's all just a perception, and perception can be massaged. And it's really, really important to consider as well. And lastly, when it comes to needing to boost our positivity, action is key. So action actually helps us to feel less powerless in situations. And when we feel less powerless and more in control, we're likely to feel a lot more positive. So transforming our thoughts and our feelings into actions is the last thing that we can do that's really, really important in terms of remaining and boosting our levels of positivity. A step taken is a really, really positive thing in any way. So half fill your own glass this week with Mind Games.